Breakfast with Martin Pester.
You hear and read a lot of stories about South Africans that are stuck in various other places overseas, and they need to come home for the lockdown. Some of them were also on lockdown there in that country. So it's a bit of a story. What is the process? Joining us on the line this morning is Amelia Bowers, herself and her husband, Kevin. We're just repatriated from Italy over the weekend. Morning, Amelia. Welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Martin. We're very well, thank you. We're very well. I hope you and the team are well too.
Yeah, you know what? We're sitting through this one, but our lockdown looks a little bit different to the one in Italy. You were there for the lockdown. You were locked down in Italy as well. What did their lockdown look like?
You know, it went really, really quickly. It escalated quite quickly. So yeah. When I got there, there weren't even any COVID patients in Italy, yeah. You know, on the 16th of February. And by the 10th of March, the whole country was in lockdown, which actually at that stage, it was a little bit less severe than South Africa's lockdown. You know, they advised that we stay at home. We had to wear masks and gloves, but there were still some businesses open, some essential businesses.
Okay.
But then it got much stricter. You know, we became part of a red zone. We weren't allowed to leave our area. We had to go through roadblocks when we got groceries. It was quite strict. But, you know, we stayed at home. We really didn't go out much at all. We tried to stay at home as much as possible. So it was scary to watch. Scary to watch it escalating.
I was just going about to say it must have been scary because it really hit Italy so hard. And as you said, it escalated so quickly. It took them by surprise. Was it scary for you?
It was scary, but it got progressively more scary. You know, like I say, you know, in the beginning was nobody. And then 2 weeks later, there were a few cases, but they were only up north. And a week later, you know, the whole country locked down. So it just went from nothing to the country being locked down in the space of about 3 weeks.
And of course, all the deaths.
Yes, all the deaths. We tried to avoid anything that would land us up in hospital. So we didn't, you know, you were careful chopping vegetables and, you know, you didn't want to lift anything in case you threw your back out. You know, we are a bit older.
Yeah.
So we were super careful to do nothing that would get us into a hospital because, you know, in the way we felt is that's probably where we were most likely to catch it.
Sure. So, and then obviously at some point you wanted to return back to South Africa, and then Uncle Cyril announced, my fellow South Africans, you're not allowed to fly and no one's coming in, no one's going out. How did you then eventually get to come back?
Well, at about the 17th of March when that happened, we also received an email from the airline we had booked on cancelling our tickets home. So we registered our presence in Italy with the South African embassy. And then from there, we just had to wait. And then in April, on the 7th of April, then finally we got a phone planning a repatriation flight home and asking us if we wanted to be on it.
Sure.
So those 3 weeks from, you know, from when all the borders in South Africa closed and our flights were cancelled until the embassy called us to say they were organizing a flight. Those were very scary. You know, it's one thing being just 24 hours away from your family. It's another having absolutely no way of getting home.
Sure. So when the call came through or the email came through saying, listen, you can fly, I mean, you must have been pretty happy. Tell me about the flight. I mean, obviously it looked different to what we used to flights looking like.
It is. Well, look, on the flight, you know, it was quite difficult to organize. It was canceled twice. So that was quite a tearful time. But then when we finally could go to the airport, they gave us the documents to get through the roadblocks. We had a voice note on our phone on Italian explaining who we were, you know, that we could play for the policeman at the roadblocks.
Okay.
And then we had to get through to the airport, which was, of course, deserted. The SAA flight went from the cargo. So even getting yourself to the cargo terminal is quite difficult. You know, you can't walk there. Dropped off at the main terminal, so that's something. But once we got there, through this terminal. There was the Italian health department all in Pakistan. They took our temperatures, took all of our documentation, added everything to our file. Everybody was in masks and gloves, including us. Everybody was spaced quite well apart. And then we had to wait. Then we had to wait for the flight. It was about a six-hour delay from the initial time they told us, which was very nerve-wracking, you know, in this huge empty cargo terminal. Jeez. And then they processed us onto the flight. All of the SAA staff also in full hazmat suits. Our temperature was probably taken three times before we even got onto the flight. And lots of documentation about where we'd been, who we'd seen, had we been in contact with COVID people. You know, they got a very clear picture of every single passenger. Sure. And on the flight, they spaced us out. There were rows between us. There were seats between us, you know, easily a meter between every person on the flight. And we were instructed very clearly. We were not allowed to leave our seats because that's the only way that they could document exactly who was in which seat, you know, with all of the data that they were collecting with our team. So very controlled. You know, usually with all of that space, as soon as the plane takes off, people will have an empty row or lie down. But we were not permitted to do that.
After they fed you, did you get to take food in or drinks?
You know, the 6 hours in the cargo place, there was no food or drink for sale. It was really like an empty warehouse. So no, there was nothing there. And flight, we only took off at about 2:45 in the morning eventually.
What?
And well, you know, there's so many things that you don't realize. For example, you know, SAA has never landed in Italy.
Hey?
Landing rights, which took a while. And then one plane was delayed because of the technical issues. There was application that had to be done for flight plans and things like that. So, you know, we sat in the plane for about an hour. It was quite emotional. You know, I don't know if you've seen the video, but, you know, when the doors closed and they finally said that we were on our way, they played Africa by Toto. Oof. And I don't think there was a dry eye in the house, you know. There was great applause. But, you know, you listen to the words of the song, you know, I'm coming in 12:30 flight, and you think, wow, that's us. You know, we're going on.
Wow. Incredible. We've got to share that video, by the way, if we can. It's incredible to watch. It's strange to watch. You've got all these people in hazmat suits and masks and stuff, and then Africa Toto plays and fantastic, like just jovial, especially now that I've got the back end of it. How many hours you had to sit in a cargo section of an airport.
I just want to say the FAA staff were phenomenal. They were so happy for us. You know, they were there in hazmat suits in what I'm sure for them was also a very unsure situation. You know, they don't know if we're sick or not sick. And
sure.
They were just so happy for us, so happy to be taking us home. You know, so
sure.
And they really conveyed that joy through the whole flight, you know, in the service that they gave. Our temperatures were taken throughout the night. It's no joke to be woken up by somebody in a hazmat suit with a blue light shining in your face. But
miss the days where they just had to ask you, you know, chicken or beef.
Yeah, chicken or beef. And for everyone who wants to know, yes, there was no alcohol on the flight at all. But I'm sure a lot of that stage.
Listen, and then lastly, quickly. So now, obviously, you landed on Saturday, and what now? Are you in quarantine now?
Yes, we're in quarantine. It was a process to get us out as well. The South African Health Department came on board and measured everybody again before we were allowed to get off the flight. They took us off in small groups, and then we were processed into vans, you know, 10 people in a 20-seater van, and then they took us to the quarantine site, which is where we are now. And it's great. You know, it's about the size of a single garage, but we have our own bathroom, and it's clean. We have a TV, so we're not allowed to leave at all, not even to walk down the passage. But they bring us meals three times a day, and the food is good. You know, they come to measure our temperature twice a day, and it's fine. You know, we're home. You know, you can handle anything when you're on the same side of the ocean as your family.
Did they tell you where you're going? I mean, do you know where you are?
No.
It sounds like one of those movies where you blindfolded on a van and then you end up in this room.
Well, they didn't tell us. They didn't tell us. We sat in the vans on the tarmac for a little while. They didn't use the air conditioners in the van because they didn't want any circulated air at all between the people in the car.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And we had to sit outside the hotel. But once we got to the hotel, we knew where we were. We're quite close to the airport at a hotel in Eastgate.
They
don't allow us out. But my sister-in-law was kind enough to bring us a few things yesterday. You know, some washing powder so we can wash some clothes and, you know, things like that, and some cold drinks. So, you know, the policeman checked through all of the bags. You know, they came up, you know, with the gloves and mask and brought us the bags.
Yeah.
So they're not, it's not quite like being in prison. You know, we're just, you know, they're just making sure that nobody infects each other, which is the right thing to do.
Well, you sound like you are healthy and you're okay. And welcome back. Thanks for sharing the story with us. And how many days left in quarantine now? About a week and a half.
11 days, 5 hours, 4 minutes, and 32 seconds.
Wow.
Amelia, all the best. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you so much. And congrats, welcome, guys. Home. Congrats to the team. Congrats on being the best breakfast show.
Fantastic.
We listen to you in Italy. We listen to you in Italy and we won't stop.
Yay! Fantastic. Amelia, and also love to Kevin. Welcome back. All
Thank
the best.
You.
And we'll
Thanks
see you
so
out
much.
In the sunshine hopefully sometime soon. Cheers, Amy.
Bye bye. Thanks. Bye.
Wow, what an incredible story. If you want to go watch that video, we really should share it of them in the SAA flight with the song Africa, Toto, Africa playing and all that. It's just it's something else. We'll put it on our social media for you and our blog on jacarandafm.com. Morning.
And now.
And so with the winner is
voted best breakfast show at the South African Radio Awards, Martin Bester. Let's do this together.